A lot of my research concerns the Fort Walton archaeological culture, which represents the late prehistoric chiefdoms that existed all over northwest Florida from around Tallahassee westward. Dating from around AD 1000 until after the time of European contact, Fort Walton was the northwest Florida variant of the Mississippian cultural adaptation seen all over the southeast. Characterized by large riverine towns with flat-topped temple mounds and plazas, and distinctive ceramics and other artifacts, these societies were the most complex Native American cultures north of Mexico. Fort Walton pottery is distinctive in being tempered with grit or sand, not brushed shell like most other Mississippian ceramics. Other distinguishing characteristics for Fort Walton include six-pointed bowls and a curious lack of many chipped stone tools as compared with contemporaneous sites in other regions or earlier and later prehistoric times. The late great Gordon Willey, who wrote Archaeology of the Florida Gulf Coast in 1949, which is still the Bible for the prehistory of our state, derived the name Fort Walton from the Fort Walton Temple Mound, official number 8OK6, in Okaloosa County, right on Highway 98 in Fort Walton Beach. But this site has predominantly shell-tempered pottery of what we now call the Pensacola Ceramic Series, though it otherwise closely resembles Fort Walton. Archaeological cultures, quote-unquote, are, of course, just conventions we construct to classify things, and are mostly differentiated by ceramic types. They don't necessarily reflect past ethnic groups or social divisions. Why people living farther west in the Florida Panhandle made more shell-tempered pottery and Fort Walton people did not may never be known, but it could reflect some kind of marking of identity. My work at Fort Walton sites in the Apalachicola and Lower Chattahoochee Valley includes investigations of mounds, villages, and small campsites. My student crews and I have excavated charred corn cobs, greenstone celts, pottery, food garbage, and features like refuse pits and evidence of wood or daub structures. I've found that inland Fort Walton people were intensive maize farmers but still collected wild fruits, nuts, and of course game like deer, small mammals, and turkeys. Animal remains and other data from coastal Fort Walton sites show no evidence for agriculture, but only continuing dependence on the rich bay and estuarine resources that their prehistoric ancestors had been harvesting for many millennia. Coastal folks probably communicated with their inland relatives often and got maize from them, maybe in exchange for marine shells or yopan holly to make black drink or even smoked oysters. My latest work indicates that Fort Walton people were hanging on even after the Spanish invasion of Florida in the early 1500s. The historic records say no Spaniards made it into the Apalachicola Valley, but a very few sites with a very few glass beads and metal items show that a few trade goods and probably a lot of old world germs did make it into the interior of northwest Florida. The result was the extinction of the natives by about 1700 and the moving in of other Indian peoples from Alabama and Georgia, the Creeks, who later became Seminoles. There are a few historic names we can tentatively associate with Fort Walton, certainly the Apalache Indians in the Tallahassee area, and groups like the Chine and Tawassa and Sawakli or Sabacola and Chateau. But mostly Fort Walton societies died out before anyone recorded their names, so archaeology can fill in some of this missing early history.